Current State on 90.5 WKAR. Welcome back. On the surface, it's an unlikely story. A woman revolutionizes the cattle industry by promoting the humane treatment of animals in slaughterhouses. She happens to be autistic. It's a storyline hard to imagine on stage. Still, the life of Temple Grandin has been turned into a musical arriving at the Wharton Center this weekend. My partner during this hour of the WKAR Fall Fundraiser, Jamie Paisley, learned more about this bovine-inclusive production. Welcome back, Jamie.
Thanks for having me, Mark. And it is bovine-inclusive. I found out, and this is not part of the segment we'll hear, that there are actually herds of kind of young actors resembling cows in the production, that they're moving in circles just as cows would do, and they took improv classes. I had to cut that from the interview proper, but, well, the name of the show, coming to the Wharton Center's Paysant Theater Friday and Saturday, which we'll get into later, the name of it is simply Temple, and even though there is a saint, which is a secondary lead character, the Wharton Center's Chris Coop Ulat tells me about the heroine of this tale.
Temple is based on the life of Temple Grandin, the real-life genius who has Asperger's. She's on the she has autism spectrum disorder, and she revolutionized the cattle industry through her unique vision. She was able to think like and see through the eyes of cattle and made their journey to the slaughterhouse a much more humane one. She's now a professor of animal science at Colorado State. She's a public speaker, an autism activist, published author, an amazing person. But back when she was born, autism wasn't really known. She was a late speaker, didn't speak until about the age of three. Through her mother's love and persistence with the medical community, she finally was able to create bridges for herself to be able to communicate in the world.
And for this production of Temple, the Wharton Center has one of the co-authors here in East Lansing.
Correct. Sylvia Pato is with us on this journey. She's in the building, writing new pages, new lyrics every day. This vehicle came to us through something that we are in our third installment of a program called Imagine. And in this truly unique program, we use middle school, high school, and college students up to grad school at MSU in order to develop new works. And it had been workshopped 10 years ago while Norman Durkee, the original composer, was living. But it's greatly changed since then under the new composer to the piece, Konstantin Katsopoulos, who is a world-famous conductor. And he honored Norman Durkee's and Sylvia's original vision in creating harmonies and things that didn't exist before that feel very much like a court viol piece. And so it's got an architectural feel to some of it. And some of the, you mentioned before, the temple and the religious aspects of it. We have a character named Saint Brigid, and she is the patron saint of cattle. And she is Irish, and she is played by Constantine's daughter, and she is Antonia, and beautifully done. But she's sort of the voice of Temple early on, and Temple is her physical incarnation, whereas we're seeing Saint Brigid, who is, I think, from 400-something A.D., we're seeing her as a spirit guide. And it's just a fantastic piece. It's very magical in what I don't think would normally be considered amazing musical theater material. We're talking about slaughterhouses and cattle and autism all in one. And yet, as it comes together as a piece, it's just fascinating.
Imagine is a project that the Wharton Center's Director of Marketing and Communications, Diane Wilcox, explains a bit more in detail.
Imagine itself is a collaboration between the Department of Theater and Wharton Center, bringing together all of these artists, professional artists from New York, from Broadway, from elsewhere, along with these graduate students, undergraduates, high school, and depending upon the project, sometimes middle school students, giving the students this tremendous and amazing opportunity to work with the professionals on a brand new script so that they have what is frequently an experience for professional performers, which is creating a new work and assisting in that process. So it is rather amazing to watch this happen, watch the growth In terms of being performers, but also the what they learn in terms of discipline and what they learn in terms of each day that script changes. So they have to learn new lines. They have to learn how to portray something new. And this really is a professional situation for them. And it's a wonderful project. It's about 3 weeks long, and the professionals are in the room for about 2 weeks.
Since Imagine includes experiences for middle and high school age performers, there are lessons from Temple Grandin's real life story about the impact of bullying and empathy that can be addressed.
And not only has it been addressed, it's actually very specifically going to continue to be addressed. They did have the opportunity for one rehearsal to work with a person who is on the spectrum, who is a performer himself, and that was a wonderful experience for them to be exposed to someone directly. In addition, there'll be two performances, standard performances of Temple, one Friday night at 7:30, one Saturday night at 7:30. But also we're going to have a matinee on Saturday at 2 p.m. that is specifically for an audience of people who are on the spectrum, who have autism spectrum disorders, and or people who have some kind of sensitivity in that regard, or issues of expression. People who happen to be developmentally disabled. And this at this performance, the sound and the lights will be modulated. We'll be having support opportunities available, including activities and a quiet room if it's all just too much for people. But also the opportunity for this audience to be themselves, to if they have a need to have an electronic device as their comfort device when they experience things, they are welcome to have that iPhone or iPad in the theater itself. If they need to stand up, sit down, walk around, if they have something that comforts them or helps them to focus, such as flapping hands, that's fine. If it's someone who happens to have Tourette's, again, that's fine. We'll be expecting it. We are warm and welcoming. Everyone will be accepted. This is our opportunity to have a sensory-friendly performance at Wharton Center and offer something to the community. We're working with Mid-Michigan Autism Association, with PECM, with Aspire, with numerous organizations, as well as on MSU campus. There's a tremendous network of researchers, support services, family groups and organizations. And at the state level, we're working with the Michigan Department of Health Services. However, if you're an organization not on that list and you want to know more, call me.
In addition to the Wharton Center's Diane Wilcox involving local autism advocacy entities, Chris Koop-Ulett tells me another great opportunity that the Imagine students will get to experience after their production of Temple.
The cast will have the opportunity to meet Temple Grandin herself when she visits Lansing in November. And just the fantastic thing, how stars aligned, that we are an agricultural university and a musical about this particular subject came about at the same time that the Broadway League is launching initiatives for more and more Broadway touring companies to offer sensory-friendly performances. And so at this time, we're able to workshop the piece itself and then workshop Wharton Center itself with the sensory-friendly performance. And we're very excited to offer this to a large community that we've wanted to communicate with for a long time.
The Wharton Center and Imagine's production of Temple comes to the Payson Theater Friday and Saturday at 7:30 in the evening, with the sensory-friendly production Saturday afternoon at 2 o'clock. For tickets and more information about Temple, visit whartoncenter.com. For Current State, I'm Jamie Paisley.